Okay, if we can talk a little bit about, you know, the development of your artistic aesthetic from when, you know, you were doing simple works, you know, that were composed of photographs that you, that you had made.
So the culture jamming?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. So a lot of the reason why I started making these, you know, found footage films is for a couple of reasons. One was because at that time, back in the 80s and 90s, to shoot really good looking footage was really difficult on the kind of equipment that was accessible to independent filmmakers and artists, right? Mm-hmm. You didn't have good cameras. There were no digital cameras. So you had to be working with either really kind of like funky cameras, or you had to pay a lot of money and rent a really good camera. And I'm not going to rent a really good camera because I don't have any money. So in order to make good looking pictures, I discovered that I could re-edit Hollywood movies. So, also the second part of that is because Asian Americans had been so misrepresented in Hollywood, what I found was that by selecting out a lot of these images, the stereotypical images, and then recutting them, was a way to kind of focus on those images and get people to think about them more, you know, to make them conscious that this was like a pattern that was happening of representation. The types of representation was very narrow, mm-hmm. and very repeated over and over again. And so when you compress, you know, 80 years worth of Hollywood movies of the representations of Asian women, for instance, into a 10-minute piece, it really concentrates that, and it makes people conscious and aware that there, you know, these kind of images were out there and that they're really offensive and damaging and common. Mm-hmm. You know, and you're not just imagining it that, hey, I think there's like some bad stuff going on here with the way the Asian women are represented. You know, you have the evidence right there. The receipts are there when you cut them together. Mm-hmm. And so that, to me, was one of the two reasons why. Good-looking footage without having to pay a lot, and also to, you know, to make people conscious of or aware that representations were really bad. Mm-hmm. Also, I think I was mentioning about the idea of culture jamming and taking useless pop footage, pop images and pop culture and repurposing it to make a political statement. And so that was also what I was interested in doing by, you know, mixing up or mashing up these different Hollywood movies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How do you see the work that you've been doing when it's framed against contemporaries that were doing some of the same strategies as you, ranging from the journalist Deborah G to mixed media artists Lawrence Fulbeck. You know, how do you see your work in terms of that progression of media burn as Asian American cinema?
Well, I mean, Slaying the Dragon was made for television, so it's a different aesthetic. You know, it's a much longer running time, and it's a different format. You're working with talking heads, you're working with, like, it's just a very straightforward convention. And so I was also interested in trying to, change the way that things looked formally, right? The form of the way people perceived information. I think at that time, when I made Picturing Oriental Girls and a couple other found footage movies, it was just a way to get people to learn to speak a different visual language than what they'd seen on television. You know, I mean, I know, what is it Audre Lorde says, right? You can't use the master's tools. But of course, I was using the master's tools to tear down the master's house. But also trying to, what do you call it? Just rethink the way that you what language you were speaking visually. Mm-hmm. So it wasn't only just using the language of television and the conventions of television. Mm-hmm. So, and I think going to art school encouraged that in my work because I wasn't trained to make television. I wasn't trained to make a Hollywood film. Mm-hmm. So it gave me a lot more freedom to reimagine the way you could use media and images.
Mm-hmm.
So in that way, I think that it was very beneficial that I didn't go to film school.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm.